So today what we're talking about how I spent $67 and how it saved me over $100,000 in my life and in my business. Wonderful lesson and also a wonderful moral and something that you can learn from that I learned from so that you don't make a wrong decision. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Please, 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 if you have any comments at all, please leave them, anything at all. Or if you just want to get in touch with us through email, our email is info@mealfit.co. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for joining us on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, high-level executives, and overall just people that are working their butt off to make a great living for themselves. In this, what we do is we examine their journey, their ups, their downs, their transitions, and also how to remain great spouses and loving parents while managing a full daily schedule. Thank you so much, and I hope you get tons of value out of your time with us. All right, so today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about how I spent $67 and it saved me $114,000 on the back end. So in business, so a lot of things we talk about on here are business, we talk about family, we talk about sports, we talk about really just life in general, because the whole point of this is to help people get better at life. And from a business perspective, I had never really run background checks before. I've got 8 or 10 employees. And so it really wasn't a big issue for me as far as just running background checks. Cause I mean, a lot of people I'd hired, I'd either known in the past or I was hiring them in a position to where it did not really require me to know that they had done X amount of things in their past. So I was looking for an assistant. I need someone to help me manage the day to day, help do certain financial things in our business, certain just day-to-day things that have to do with me as the business owner, but also as the business as a whole. So someone really to manage Thomas Cox, but someone also to manage Meal Fit and all the other business things that we have going on, because there's multiple things that we do from a business perspective. And we can get into those later. So this was a huge hire. And originally I was going to hire a salesperson to do these admin type things also. But I was advised by a consultant that we had hired to just say, don't do that. Usually salespeople are salespeople and admin people are admin people. So hire an admin because they're going to handle you more than anything. So I took his advice. So I put out stuff on Indeed. I put out stuff on LinkedIn. And it was just a lot of, not headache, but just a lot of legwork. I guess that's the best way to say it. And so my consultant advised me to do phone interviews. Never done a phone interview before. And so I just started doing phone interviews. So, well, I could not really find the right person. So there were some of these phone interviews that lasted 30 seconds because I knew, by the way, they answered the phone, the first couple things that they said, they were not a good fit for me. Then I had some that went 10 or 12 minutes, which were wonderful because I wanted to keep talking to them, wanted to dig into them a little bit more and to figure out who they are. And then some of them were 5 or 6 minutes. And so it just varied. But I think I did 26 phone interviews. Well, from that 26, I dwindled it down to 8 in-person interviews. And from those 8 in-person interviews, I dwindled it down to 2 people that I was going to bring in for the last 2 phases of what I was going to do. So the last 2 phases of what I was going to do in this interview process was going, number one, I was going to give them a test on the duties and things that they would be doing on a daily, weekly and monthly basis. So I put them in a room for 1 hour and gave them almost an unfinishable list of things to do. And I said, go. And then after that, I was going to do a background check. And after that, they were going to interview with my wife, Jackie, who has got so much discernment, so much wisdom in just, you know, just life. And so I wanted them to interview her and her ask her them questions. So the first girl I brought in did a wonderful job on the test where I locked them in. I say locked them in a room. That sounds really weird. But where I put them in a room and gave them a bunch of different tests to do. And she did great. I gave her a background check. And when I gave her the background check, I had this girl named Kelsey Munn who owns a background check service here. And I've known her for a while. She's in a BNI group that I'm in. And she's such a wonderful resource. So I sent the information to Kelsey, and I told the girl that did the test that I was going to do a background check. So I did the background check, and Kelsey called, and she said, hey, what do you want to do? You want to do all three phases or just one? I said, we'll do all three. And I said, how much is it? She said, $67. So $67 to do a credit check, a driving record, because she'll be driving some, and then also a criminal background. So I've got three phases that she's going to check. So I get the background check back, and I look through the criminal stuff. And I honestly, I've never read a background check, so I don't really know what I'm looking at. Hence why it's good to hire someone to do background checks that will take the time and explain things to you. And I understood the driving record because, I mean, hey, she's had tickets just like everybody else. But then I looked at the credit and I didn't really understand the credit. Now, with a background check, they don't give you the credit score of the person. They just show you their credit lines and what they owe and all those different types of things. So I didn't really know what I was looking at. So I called Kelsey. I said, hey, can you explain this credit stuff to me? Because I'm not really sure what I'm reading. She said, yeah. So she took the time, took about 10 minutes and explained it to me. And she said, overall, this person's got pretty good credit. She's pretty solid. I said, great. She said, did you look at the criminal and the driving record? I said, yeah. I said, they both look fine to me. I'm not totally sure, but I think they both look fine to me. She said, great. So I said, thank you so much, Kelsey. And I proceeded to move forward. 30 minutes later, I get a call from Kelsey and she says, hey, you may want to look at this criminal record. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, there's something here. She's got a criminal charge and she's set to go to the grand jury in the next 2 months. I said, holy crap. What are you talking about? She said she's got a charge from a former employer. And she said, I'm not really sure exactly what it is. Let me get my boss to call you back and let him go over it with you. So I was like, okay. So at this point, I'm a little worried. Not like totally just like hit the panic button, but I'm a little worried. So now, mind you, she has no access to anything I've got because we've not finished this process yet. So the owner calls me and says, hey, yeah, there's a little bit of an issue here. I said, well, what do you got? She says, she's got to go to court here the next 2 months about this issue. I said, well, what's the issue? And he said, well, in April of last year, she was charged with stealing $114,000 from her former employer. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, she's been brought up on charges for $114,000 stealing from her former employer. I said, you got to be kidding me. So I proceed to call the person and I say, hey, there's these charges you didn't tell me about. What's going on? I said, can you tell me a little bit more about it? She said, no, I can't. So I was just really in shock that she didn't deny it. She blamed it on this little other thing, but I said, well, you know, at this point I can't move forward because I mean, she's stolen $100,000 from an employer and she's going to have a lot of access to my stuff. And so I was just in awe. I had no idea, you know, totally, totally caught off guard. The moral of this story is if someone is going to have any access to any of your personal or business documentation or business life, anything financial, pay the 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever dollars it is, have a background check, and also have the person doing the background check explain to you the background check. Because there are things in there that you may not understand, and you may think you do, but drop your ego and get someone to explain it to you simply because you never know. And this, the only thing that's more expensive than hiring someone good is hiring someone bad. Because if I was put in this situation and I did hire her and say she did steal from me, how much heartache would this have cost me, not only in just firing her, but then, you know, obviously the lost money, but then also paying lawyers to go through all this process. So I am just so thankful for doing this and also the company that helped me do the background check. They were absolutely wonderful. So I hope this helps. Like I said, a lot of things we talk about here on this podcast is business stuff, life stuff. This is one of the business lessons that I've learned here recently that is invaluable. It's so hard these days to hire good people. And when you hire them, you want to keep them. And you want to sometimes avoid hiring family and people that you know because you don't want to sever that relationship. I've learned that lesson the hard way. So hope you got a lot out of this. Moral of the story again is do a background check on anybody that having any dealings with your finances or your business or your personal wherewithal. So, hey, if you have any questions at all, please email us. My email is info@mealfit.co, mealfit.co. It's not .com, it's .co. And I would love to hear your thoughts on what you'd like for us to talk about next. Thank you so much.